AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says just like last week, the drop in coronavirus cases and deaths has ended.
These data are evidence that our recent declines appear to be stalling. Stalling at over 70,000 cases a day.
Walensky is worried about states that are rolling back coronavirus restrictions. A deal has been reached in California between the governor and lawmakers that would reopen schools by the end of the month. Governor Gavin Newsom says more people are getting their coronavirus shots.
9.1 million now vaccinations have been administered in the state of California. Positivity rate, that should make everyone feel a little bit more positive about where we are and where we're going, down to 2.3% today.
More students return to classes today in Chicago. Police in Pine Bluff, Arkansas say a 15-year-old student shot and seriously injured another student at a junior high school this morning, and he has been detained in a juvenile detention facility. Police in Arkansas are searching for a motive. The $1.9 trillion coronavirus economic relief bill moves on to the Senate and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
To end through action the greatest health crisis our country has faced in a century. And that's just what we're going to do.
Minority Leader Mitch McConnell calls it a so-called relief package.
House Democrats rammed through the bonanza of partisan spending they're calling a pandemic rescue package. Only Democrats voted for it. Both Republicans and Democrats voted against it.
New York's Attorney General Letitia James says she's moving ahead with an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against Governor Andrew Cuomo. Two women who've worked for Cuomo have come forward to accuse him of sexual harassment. The governor says he had never inappropriately touched or propositioned anyone. This is AP News. Britain's Prince Philip is moving to another hospital in London for treatment of an infection.
Buckingham Palace says Philip, the Queen's 99-year-old husband, has been transferred from King Edward VII Hospital to St Bartholomew's. The Barts Heart Centre there is Europe's biggest specialised cardiovascular centre. In addition to treatment for an unspecified infection, he will undergo testing and observation for a pre-existing heart condition, the palace says. Royal officials say Philip remains comfortable and is responding to treatment, but is expected to remain in hospital until at least the end of the week. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The image of Grand National winning trainer Gordon Elliott seemingly posing for a photo while sitting on a dead horse provoked horror and led to him being banned from entering runners into British races. Elliott apologized, saying it happened some time ago while he was waiting for the horse's body to be taken away. Ed Donahue, AP News.